The Commerce Department reported today that retail sales jumped 1.9% in September, the fifth straight monthly increase, and evidence of a surprising level of strength on the part of consumers. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And kind of surprising to hear that given the unemployment situation, and by the way, the fact that many stores and businesses are operating at a limited capacity because of the pandemic, that this is happening. What's going on?
Well, Jeremy, I think one of the really remarkable things that happened this year is that the savings rate for Americans went through the roof this year. And a big part of that, I suspect, is because of what they sometimes refer to as the experience economy. In other words, spending on stuff like cultural events or cooking classes or otherwise experiences rather than, say, shopping at the mall. And there's been a lot of studies and research that says this is an especially big source of spending for millennials and younger generations. Well, all of that spending basically vanished for much of this year when the country went into lockdown mode. So there was this immense amount of savings going on because money was not being spent on that sort of thing. And I think this far into the virus, people are stuck home and maybe they want to spend a few bucks and get some new furniture or upgrade their home office. And they do have that beefed up savings from a lack of opportunity to spend it elsewhere. And I think that's probably what's being reflected in these retail sales numbers.
Well, and what does that mean as we get into the holiday shopping season? And I know it seems early, but it's October 16th. We're almost there. What are people expecting with that?
Well, one thing is obviously there's been this shift from traditional brick and mortar retail to online. That's been going on for years, but the virus is really going to accelerate that trend this year, most likely. And one really notable stat I saw from the research firm Redbook that tracks retail sales is that there's a major shift going on from department stores to discount chains like a Walmart or a Costco. Redbook is projecting that sales at discounters will rise about 17% in October, whereas department stores, they're projecting sales will fall 29%. So a real dichotomy there in the sort of the places people are going to spend their money.
Speaking of a dichotomy, we got this news about retail sales going up, but it came a day after news that the number of people filing for unemployment benefits also went up last week to the highest number since late August. What does that tell you about the labor market right now? And what does it mean in terms of another stimulus relief package from Congress? Are they going to get anywhere before the election?
Right. It's still a very worrisome job market, Jeremy. I mean, we saw an unprecedented decline in employment, about 22 million jobs lost in March and April. We did see a huge bounce back as some stores and restaurants began reopening, but we're still about 10 million jobs below where we were before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So this is just a sign that this recovery is slow and ongoing. And it does sort of put more pressure on Congress to get together for this stimulus package. Fortunately, it doesn't sound like they're very near a deal just yet. Nancy Pelosi saying that there are still a lot of disagreements between the White House and the Democrats.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.